Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jennifer Acklin and Allison Preston with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. A little bit of a change there at the top. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the new website, all kinds of fun stuff. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Anytime, you know that. Anytime I can get you in here safely and you'll be all right. Okay. Allison, let's start with you. Because you are leaving the chamber.
I am.
So let's talk about that.
So I am excited to have a new opportunity given to me. I am going to be the community development strategist for the 4-county region with the Association of Local Governments.
And so you were saying that this is a new position that they've created.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, I guess let's tiptoe into that really quickly. What are you going to be doing?
I know that I still have the opportunity to work with a lot of businesses just in a lot of different ways now. Again, I haven't quite started there, so I'm not sure what my job will be, but I'm super excited.
All right. Well, let's talk about as you are headed on your way out. What is the one thing I know there's more than one thing, but one thing that you've done that you are just over the moon about?
Yes. So I've only been here 4 short months, but I have, in my opinion, done a lot with this chamber, and I've been super benefited from having this position. But the big thing I'd say right now is definitely the new website. So the new website offers a lot of benefits for our members. If you haven't checked it out, it did launch just a few weeks ago. It is carboncountychamber.net. But a lot of the things that you can now have on your landing, you can have a landing page right there on our own website where you can post videos, you can do your staff, you can have pictures, you can do your website, all sorts of things, links straight from your business directory. But not only that, you can now post your own job postings, you can post events happening on our community calendar, you can post member news, you can even post hot deals. So lots of things with this new website, for sure.
And lots of fun things. And I have been on it, and it's got a lot of information on there. And as you were saying, it's another thing that's just another resource for local business.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you're interested, get on there and check it out. It'll tell you, and eventually once it all gets up and everybody starts uploading information, it'll be really a one-stop place to go for local business information.
Absolutely, yes.
And I'm sure that that's what you were kind of gearing it towards when you started it.
Indeed, as well as bringing all those benefits to the members.
All right, well, let's talk about your replacement. Let's introduce the lady there on your right-hand side.
Yes, this is Jennifer Acklin. She is going to be the new executive director here at the chamber, and she has already started, so we will let her have her interview with you.
Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good myself. Thanks for coming in today. It's not, we'll try and be, you know, gentle to you and not take too much out on you.
Oh, it's all right. Go for it.
All right. So let's talk a little about you. Give us some background on Jennifer.
So I have been a resident of Emery County, well, Emery and Carbon County for the last 17 years. I was a Navy brat. I kind of grew up everywhere. Was moving every 2 to 3 years, and this is where we just kind of planted roots. Yeah, I'm a mom of 5 kids, 4 boys, 1 stepdaughter. We plan on staying here for a really long time, raising our kids in this awesome community. I'm so excited for this new job opportunity. Yeah.
And what was one thing that kind of, once you were here, kind of made you think, you know what, this is it, this is the place?
Oh, man. The sense of community is definitely one. We've kind of always lived in bigger areas as a child. When I went to school and it was super easy to kind of fit in and make good grades, it was definitely a go-to for me as far as raising my kids and my family here. In the surrounding area, there's so much to do. Like, if you wanted to, you can drive an hour and a half, go get your shopping done, whatever, but it's not in your backyard like what was normal for me. You can have hiking, lakes, everything. It's just right here at our reach. You just have to explore a little bit.
And you know, that's one thing that I always tell people when they ask me why I live here and why I've stayed, is I can be anywhere in about an hour. Now, I'm trying to reel that in and not let too many people from outside the area know that.
Right.
Because, you know, but it is, and it's a great thing. We live in a great area, and there is so much to do in this area. And we were talking off the air before we came on, and you said that's kind of where you want to plant your flag, so to speak, with the chamber, is, you know, look in more into tourism and things like that, and getting people to come here for that reason as well, right?
Right. Yeah. Anytime you can bring in a little bit of money that way is great. Tourism's got to be top of the list here. It's a great way of meeting new people, getting more people in, getting more resources in. Honestly, I love showing off this area. You really don't get to just tell people, you know, it's beautiful out there. I have people still from all over that see my pictures even on Facebook, and they're like, wow, you live there? And it's like, yeah, come check it out. It's awesome.
It is. It is a great place to live. So you're just starting your training right now, right?
I am. Getting my feet wet.
And there's really nothing going on with the chamber till the end of the year anyway, so it's kind of a slower time for the chamber. But once again, if people want to check out that website, where do they need to go?
CartmanCountyChamber.net.
I knew I was going to put you on the spot there. you know, that was on me. I'll take the hit on that one. All right, and let's give them the phone number one last time, too.
It is 435-637-2788.
All right, that's Jennifer Ackland. She is the new executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And Allison Preston, the outgoing one. You know what? Thank you so much for coming in today, ladies. And we look forward to things going on at the chamber.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Anytime. You know, like I said, you know that. Now, coming up, if you have any more information or want more information on an interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.